The guy in chapter 7, Mishnah 4, Atolesh Simane Tumah. What happens if he plucks out the signs of impurity, right? Va'koiveh es hamichya, or he cauterizes, let's say he's got healthy skin there in the middle. He's got a white spot and healthy skin. What does he do? He cauterizes the healthy skin. So it says the Mishnah, Oiveh Berlotase, he has transgressed a negative commandment, and he learns it out Shanakati from Devarim 24:8. Learns out from that verse over there, there's a negative commandment to like pluck out the hairs or to cauterize the healthy skin, and basically now you've cheated, right? Right, Ula Tahara, and what happens with as regarding his purity? Okay, so transgressed a negative commandment, but now is he pure or is he impure? How do we judge him? Ad Shiloba Eitz LaKohen, so if he hasn't yet come to the Kohen, Tahor, he is in fact pure. He's transgressed a negative commandment, but he is in fact pure. He doesn't go through the Mitzvah process. If it's after he's already been declared impure, then Tama, his impurity remains. He doesn't all of a sudden become pure, and we'll see just now at the end of the Mishnah how he has to go through purification process. So here, in this case over here, there were two, let's say two hairs. The Kohen confirmed him as impure, and while he's there outside the camp in his impurity, he pulls out the two hairs. So he remains impure. He doesn't all of a sudden, we don't all of a sudden say, well, now you're pure. Amar Rabbi Akiva, says Rabbi Akiva, she'alti es Rabban Gamliel ve'es Rabbi Shur. I was once asked, Rabban Gamliel and Rabbi Shur, holchin le'gad vad. We were walking all together to a place called Gad Vad, and I asked them the following question. B'soiches garu mahu. What happens if, let's say, he plucks out the two hairs while he was in quarantine? So let's say he had a nega, they put him in quarantine. While in quarantine, two hairs grew, and they plucked out the two hairs. So what do we do over there? Amruli, they answered me, Lo Shamanu, we haven't heard that case. Aval Shamanu, the only case we did hear was Ad Shelo Bo'etz La'Kohen Tahara La'achar Hechlei Totame, the case of our Mishnah. They quoted back to me, says Rabbi Akiva, this Mishnah over here that we've just said. His Chalti Mevilem Ras, so I bought many proofs from them from different places, and on the basis of those proofs, decided the following. Echad omer b'fnei kohen ve'echad b'soiches garu. Whether he's, like before the kohen, he hasn't been declared impure yet, or he is in quarantine, tahor, he will be pure. So if he cheats while he's in quarantine and he plucks out the two hairs, he would be pure. Ad she'temenu hakohen. Until the kohen is declared him impure, if he plucks out the two white hairs at that point, he will remain impure. So my masi taraso, and if that's the case, how will he become pure now? Because now he's destroyed the nega, he's pulled out the two white hairs. So how will he become pure? Rabbi Lazar Aimer, he says, "Lichshiyevaleid loy nega acher v'taher mimeni." It would have to be that he would have to develop another blemish, another nega, that he would have to be declared impure from the other nega and then purified from the other nega. Only at that point could he come back into the camp. He would have to stay outside the camp, could be for the rest of his life. If he never develops another blemish and gets purified, it says Rabbi Eliezer, he would have to remain outside the camp forever. But the rabbis say, no, Ad she'tifrach b'kulo, if the white, because remember there'll still be a white spot left if he plucks out the hairs or cauterizes the healthy skin. If that white spreads over his whole body, we'll declare him pure. Oy ad shit ma'et baharasa mikagris. Or if the white spot goes less than the size of a gris. Because at that point he would have been impure even if there were two white hairs in it. So say the sages, we have to wait for one of those two things. Either the white has to cover his whole body, or the white has to get so small that it's less than a gris. And at that point we would declare him pure. And he brings over here in the Kati that the halacha follows the sages.